No one was injured from a Port Coquitlam shooting last Thursday night, August 18. While few updates about the ongoing investigation are being shared, including if it's gang involved, it appears the public has helped move the case forward. In the days since the city's second known shooting of 2022, RCMP spokesperson Const. Deanna Law tells the Tri-City News officers have been receiving tips, surveillance video and dash cam footage. The Coquitlam detachment made a public plea on Friday, August 19, for witnesses to come forward with any information. Law added all statements and video that get submitted will be investigated as it could help find evidence or potentially determine a motive behind the incident. Updates and details will be made public once they become available. Not far from June homicide, the latest POCO shooting happened just before 10 p.m. last Thursday night in the 2600 block Davies Avenue. That's one block from where a 37-year-old man known to police was killed in the city's first shooting of the year. Mehdi Damian Eslahan was identified as the victim of the targeted incident around 1 a.m. on June 30. The incident on 2700 block Davies Avenue, however, was not believed to be linked to Lower Mainland gang violence, according to the Integrated Homicide Investigation Team, IHIT. This was an area of low traffic and activity, said IHIT spokesperson Sergeant David Lee in a July 2 release. Specific to the August 18 shooting, police are specifically asking for dash cam, surveillance or general video footage that could identify vehicles or possible suspects in the area at the time of the incident. Anyone with more information is encouraged to call Coquitlam RCMP at 604-945-1550 and quote file number 2022-21586.